This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I normally like to do a week recap when I get a chance to of things that have happened, but tomorrow I'm going to be on the road headed for Tennessee, so we're doing the recap early, so it could be live. And joining me to do the recap, we're going to talk about the world according to the truth about guns, is editor Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Greetings from Austin.
From Austin. There we go. So, what is the world like according to the truth about guns?
Well, even though we're a day short this week, it's been a busy week. There's been lots going on, starting with New York, our friend, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
Every gun owner's best friend has... trying to do some other states one better. You're probably familiar with so-called gun violence restraining orders, what some people call red flag laws. And the idea there is that friends and family can petition a court to have a person's firearms removed if they believe he is a danger to himself or to others. Well, Governor Cuomo wants to extend that ability to teachers. So if they have a student they believe is a problem or potentially dangerous, they would be able to petition to have not the student's firearms removed, because in most cases, students aren't old enough to legally own firearms in New York.
Right.
They would be able to petition to have the student's parents' guns removed.
Now, this sounds like we're going into a whole new direction here. I'm sure one that would be on. I mean, is this like off of the Parkland thing? We're going to look at this from the kids. The kids are the gateway here.
I think so. You know, obviously, we've had a number of spree shootings in which the kids were well known to have been problems. The Parkland
sure.
shooter, well, you know, threw up more red flags, you know, than anybody probably in the history of school shootings. Everybody knew that kid was a problem, and nobody did anything about it. So, after Parkland, more states are considering gun violence restraining orders. A bill is moving through the New York legislature to do that. The governor wants to, again, extend that ability to initiate a gun grab to teachers and administrators. But again, it wouldn't apply to the student, because the student can't legally own firearms in most cases. It would apply to the parent. And then if that happens, of course, I can see it extending from there. What about non-custodial parents? What about the case where the student lives with a mother and maybe a father? We only see maybe a weekend or 2 weekends a month. What about his guns? What about the grandparents' guns? The aunts, the uncles, the cousins? Where does it stop?
Well, here's my question. Is there any method to appeal this? Is there any method to take this away? Because this is going beyond now. This sounds like the Chicago way, you know, when Sean Connery was telling Kevin Costner the Chicago way, if they put one of your guys in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're going from the thing where it used to be you would just go after an individual and take his guns. Now you're going to be going after a family, essentially, right?
Correct. And as you pointed out, the due process problem with so many of these laws, again, this is just a proposal right now from the governor, but the New York legislature has never seen a gun control bill it didn't like.
Right.
The problem with so many of these laws is they're written such that the order is issued without the gun owner even knowing about it. The guns are seized, and then the gun owner has the right to then petition the court to have his guns returned. He has to prove he's not a danger in order to get his firearms back, and that can be difficult. You know, how do you prove a negative?
Now, this is something we definitely need to remember with Cuomo, because he has presidential aspirations, too. We definitely need to remember this. I used to think that Bloomberg was bad because I remember one thing that he put out there, which would regulate breast milk.
And soda sizes, too.
Right.
You can't have anything more than 12 ounces or whatever it was.
Well, you can't have anything in a restaurant. You can go across the street and go to the 7-Eleven and buy a case of 2 liters and come in there with a straw and have your Subway sandwich. You know, it was a stupid law that was, you know, it was meant to be floated to see if, and I don't even know if it's still in effect or not, but in any event, will they make him pay for this? I mean, in New York is a fairly big gun state, as far as I can tell, except for New York City.
It is. Upstate is very pro-gun.
Yeah.
Exactly. The question is, do they have the votes up there to counteract whatever the New York metro area will vote for?
You know, I am not I am not one of these people that wishes bad things on anybody. But sometimes, just sometimes, I sit back and I think, I wonder what would happen in New York City if an EMP popped.
Yeah, I never want to see that.
I never want to see it, but I mean, it would be bad for a lot of these politicians because well, they're not making any friends.
No, they're not, and I don't know that they care either.
No,
they love to impose their will on the rest of the state, and whatever they think of it, be damned. They really don't. I don't think they really care. Let's not see an EMP in New York City anytime soon. Just imagine the stock market and the financial system.
That's terrible. Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, I have to, you know, rationalize some things sometimes. I get away from the fantasy thing and go into the, then I rationalize it away. So, anyway, let's forget I even said that. I don't really want that to happen.
I don't remember a thing.
that's the thing. Did anybody point out to him that, you know, targeting these kids as the gateway, they can't legally own a gun anyway?
Oh, I'm sure.
And how will they know whose parent? Oh, well, yeah, they're registered, aren't they?
In New York, they're supposed to be registered, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So they should be able to find out if a student's parents own firearms.
Didn't they, now their registration of quote-unquote, assault weapons. That has been a tremendous failure, hasn't it?
It has. They had all kinds of system problems, and they had compliance problems, and they've extended that registration period to, I think, the middle of this month. So that's still going on, and we'll see how many people actually register their guns and how many lose them in tragic boating accidents.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. In addition to that, I'd heard there was like a million ARs in the state of New York, so that's a whole lot of non-compliance. So,
exactly.
That's a whole lot of non-compliance. Truthaboutguns.com, this is a very prolific website. They put out anywhere from 10 to 15, depending on the cycle during the day. They have a stable of really good writers, Jen Jakes, Dan himself, and it goes on and on from there. They have people like Dean Weingarten, their stuff gets published there. John Bach gets his stuff published there. So this is a place to go to gather a little information. We'll be right back with the recap from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and this is also the weekly roundup from the recap one day early, of course, from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. So, okay, so Cuomo's going to kick off with the kindergarten confiscations. What else caught your eye?
Well, we moved down the coast into Florida and to our friend David Hogg, who seems to dominate so much of the firearms-related news these days. First, David, you got some bad news. He had targeted Publix supermarkets,
oh, yeah,
the largest supermarket chain in Florida, and he was upset because they had contributed a large sum of money to Adam Putnam, who is the state's agriculture commissioner and a very proud NRA supporter. He's running for governor. Of course, Publix had contributed to all kinds of people. But David's goal is what he really wanted, besides naming and shaming them for contributing to a NRA supporter. He wanted $1 million contribution, basically $1 million extortion payment to make him go away. Yeah, exactly. And he found out this week that he isn't going to get that. Publix is not going to knuckle under to him, and they're not going to pay him or anybody else $1 million.
He is saving some lives because they're also going to take away the money they were giving to Planned Parenthood.
Well, there's that side of the equation as well. Yeah, they're stopping all their contributions to all outside organizations, including the YWCA, who's very anti-gun. They pretty much spread their money around throughout the political spectrum, left and right, up and down. And thanks to Mr. Hogg, they're stopping all that. But again, his big target was that $1 million check for his March for Our Lives organization. And that's not going to happen. Also this week, somebody swatted David's home. Someone called the Broward County Sheriff's and claimed that somebody had broken into his home and was holding his family at gunpoint with an AR. When the police arrived, they found that the family wasn't home at all, and it was a false alarm. But that's beyond the pale. I don't know who did that. It was stupid. It was dangerous. It was illegal. And fortunately, nobody was there, and nobody was hurt. I would note that apparently the Broward County Sheriff deputies who responded had no problem entering the house really quickly there.
Yeah.
Unlike the way they treated the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Does it seem to you, especially on swatting now, when that came out, I said we should not be swatting anybody. I don't care what they're about. I don't care what they're against, because this is ideological combat. If you want the real thing, well, so you really don't want the real thing, trust me. So,
no, you don't want the real thing. I mean, it's really stupid. It's really dangerous. When this has happened before in other parts of the country, people have actually been shot to death. It's incredibly dangerous. It puts the police in danger. It puts the people you're swatting in danger. People have died doing this. So it doesn't matter what you think or if you think it's funny or if you think it's a good way to get even with somebody with whom you disagree. It's just stupid.
Now I get calls all the time. I got the IRS scam call where they're coming to arrest me in 24 hours, and I get the health care calls and I get the calls about the 2016 Chevrolet I've never owned and the warranty I can extend. Don't you think with this swatting phenomenon, because this is really big among video gamers, these streaming gamers are real big about swatting each other.
That was one of the instances where somebody actually died.
Yes, yes, it was. Now that this is branching out into sort of a political, terroristic kind of thing, doesn't it seem like that law enforcement or the FCC or somebody would figure out a way to stop this spoof calling to where everybody can be accountable for it when they open their face?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Obviously, when they get a call like this, they have to respond, I suppose, because there's no way to know it's a... it's a hoax until they get there, but you would think that given technology today, it wouldn't be any problem to trace back and find out where that call came from. I know they found the person in that video game situation, and he was charged and prosecuted. I haven't heard what happened ultimately with whether he was convicted or not, but I know that they did find the person.
Right.
You would hope that they would find whoever made the call against Mr. Hogg and his family as well, too, because... again, that doesn't. If it was somebody on the pro-gun side, they're not helping. It doesn't do our side any good.
Nope.
Argue with Mr. Hogg all you want, or you could do like Caitlin Bennett, the girl who walked through Kent State with the rifle. She's a very staunch pro gunner. She's challenged Hogg to an arm wrestling match. My money's on her.
Let me ask you a question regarding the Parkland kids. Now, I saw this, and this sort of bugged me a little bit. This Senate wannabe out of Virginia, who consulted with Kyle Cashew, the most vocal pro Second Amendment Parkland kid. And then he consulted with him about the Senate candidate, the senatorial candidate, consulted with Kyle Cashew about school safety, and then Kyle Cashew endorsed him for the Senate. And I'm just sitting there thinking, what kind of a joke is this?
Yeah, I met Kyle at NRA briefly.
Yeah?
Nice kid, smart kid.
Sure.
But
kid.
He's certainly... His position certainly comport with mine. I agree with him on most things he's saying about gun rights and all that. But
sure.
Again, if you're running for the Senate in Virginia, does his endorsement really mean anything? He's an 18-year-old who just graduated high school.
Well, he's not going to be able to vote in the Virginia primary. I mean, he's from Florida.
No. Obviously, the candidate wanted to burnish his pro-gun creds and get Kyle on his side. And to the extent that he was able to do that, I guess that's a plus politically.
Yeah, but I mean...
How many votes that'll sway in Virginia one way or the other?
I don't know. Maybe I just... maybe I need to find the nearest parallel universe in exit stage left. Because this thing about this cult of wanting to push the kids out there as... Didn't they just talk a bunch of legislatures into not allowing them to do the adult thing and be able to buy a gun, a long gun?
They did. I mean, they're trying to get the age raised everywhere.
So they're
succeeded in Florida. So they're not competent to buy a gun, but they're competent enough to advocate for
anti-gun policy,
Second Amendment rights. Yeah,
or exactly. Even pro-gun. I just don't understand why we're listening to him. So you know, I just wanted to elongate that little Parkland dynamic out there. We're coming up on the next break. The Truth About Guns is a website that I have long been associated with. I have long read it. And for you, this is a place where you can find a wealth of information every day, all day long. Truthaboutguns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. Among the topics discussed, North Korea.
We're going to have a great success. I don't think it will be in one meeting. I think it'll take longer than that. This has been going on for many, many decades. This is something that should have been solved by other presidents, as I've said often before.
President Trump was also asked if a meeting here with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un took place, where exactly that meeting would take place.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
Housing and Urban Development Director Ben Carson is in Detroit today for the opening of HUD's new Envision Center. The Envision Center is a project aimed at helping HUD-assisted households to achieve self-sufficiency. Carson has more details regarding the Envision Center.
And this is going to be done in communities throughout the country. This is the opening salvo today.
This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's the week in recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. I had to do it a day early because I'm going to be on the road tomorrow. So what is next on your horizon, sir?
Well, Deerfield, Illinois, they had passed not just an assault weapons ban, but their assault weapons ban also prohibits possession of scary black rifles in the city. In other words, anyone who lives in the city of Deerfield, Illinois, or the village, must get rid of their rifles. They have to either turn them in or get them out of the city before the law goes into effect, which happened, I think, in a week or two.
Right.
Well, a couple of lawsuits have been filed against this. Illinois has a preemption law, which prohibits municipalities from enacting laws that are more strict than state-level law. And our John Bach, in addition to writing for us so well and so frequently, is executive director of an organization called Gun Save Life, which is a staunchly pro-Second Amendment operation based out of Bloomington, but they've got branches all over the state. They've teamed up with the NRA ILA, and they're suing the city of Deerfield to get that stopped. In the meantime, since the law is about to go into effect, they have made a motion and asked the court for a temporary restraining order. The city, in its wisdom, has brought in the Brady campaign to help them fight the suit, along with a couple of Chicago law firms.
Sure.
And in their response to the suit by Gun Save Life and the NRA, Deerfield's lawyers are citing some prominent spree shootings for reasons why it's important to protect the lives of the people of Deerfield and why they need to outlaw assault weapons, quote unquote. The problem is they are citing the Gabby Gifford shooting,
the South Carolina church shooting, both of which were
handguns.
Handguns, exactly. They cited the Washington Navy Yard shooting.
Shotgun.
Exactly. And then they also cited the San Bernardino and Pulse shootings. Those were done with AR-type rifles, but those were terrorist attacks. And that isn't apparently the motivation behind what's going on in Deerfield. John seemed to think that he's got a better legal handle on this, on the legal aspect of this. That seems to be a less than robust way to argue the point as well. The Bradys, for their part, have a terrible record in the courts. They convinced a family of someone who was killed in the Aurora Theater shooting to sue.
Yep.
Lucky Gunner, and I think someone else who sold the shooters some equipment. But the people they sued were protected by the law that shields sellers of guns and other equipment from suits when the products are misused. And so the people that they convinced to sue Lucky Gunner were left with a $200,000-plus legal bill, which
right.
almost broken them. So Deerfield's decision to bring the Bradys in and the strategy so far in arguing for this assault weapons ban doesn't seem to be well thought out.
Well, I mean, with the Lucky Gunner thing, I don't think the family's ever going to pay. They've already said they're never going to pay it. So, I mean, it was that whole Brady camp. They are the last ones I would go to.
Yeah.
They have become surprisingly ineffective. Very, very ineffective. If you had to lay that at somebody's feet, who would it be? Who's the most effective of the anti-gunners now? Bloomberg, because he's got his money?
Yeah, he has put his money into a lot of state and local initiatives around the country. First of all, he's got basically a bottomless pile of money.
Right.
And he has, especially in the West Coast, in California, in Washington, and Oregon, he's really put his money where his mouth is and pushed for universal background check laws, gun violence restraining order laws. And he's been successful because he's picked jurisdictions where it's mostly a left-leaning electorate, and they've been very open to initiatives like the ones he's pushing. So it's incremental progress as far as he's concerned, but it is progress. He has had some success. He's lost some too. But again, when you have a pile of money as big as he does,
right.
I think he sees that every little bit is good, and he's just going to keep pushing.
Back to Deerfield now. This is not just a assault rifle ban. This is also going to be a magazine, a standard magazine ban too as well, right? So this affects Glocks and XDs, and once again, Springfield gets to mess with this. Another thing for them to be. So will this – now, do these – companies, do they already make 10-round magazines, say, for California that they'll be able to, you know, bring into play here and, replace some of these people's magazines if it stays in effect, or are they going to lose Glocks too?
Well, there are plenty of makers of California-compliant guns and magazines, so yeah, the gun owners won't have any problem finding those. But again, you won't be able to, if it's upheld, you won't be able to own an AR at all in the city of Deerfield.
Right.
Again, you have to either turn yours in or get it out of the city, which would seem to be a Fifth Amendment problem in addition to a violation of the state's preemption law. It's in effect an illegal takings.
Well, I mean, would that be a 14th Amendment violation as well, since they're violating the preemption law?
Possibly. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know enough to pontificate on that. But the state does have a clear preemption law, which prevents a city like Deerfield from enacting something like this. So you would think that it would be cut and dry, but these things never seem to be there. If you get an activist judge or somebody who's very sympathetic to the anti-gun side, you just don't know how he's going to rule.
Right. Well, here's hoping they... I don't know what they're going to come up with. I hope the NRA is successful in their suit and some other stuff. This is a really bad situation for them to be in. But at the same time, do we know how many guns or ARs or anything like that are in Deerfield, Illinois?
I don't know. I haven't seen a number. I don't think that there isn't a registration law in Illinois like there is in New York. So it's anybody's guess. It's not a big city. There's probably a few hundred, maybe 1,000. But
yeah.
If there's one, that's all that really matters.
Scalia took care of that, didn't he? Anyway.
Yeah, he very much did.
Yes, he did. So this is the week in recap. It's the early week in recap with the Truth About Guns, truthaboutguns.com. That's where you can find all of the writing, all of the stories, 10 to 15 a day. It is truly a font of information, if you will, and that's why I go there. That's why you should go there. This is the thing. The information is very timely, and I'll point out why that's timely and why timely information is a great thing to have when we get back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is also the Weekend Recap with The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. One day early, but, you know, better early than late, I think, sometimes. Anyway, so, last but not least, what caught your attention this week that you want to recap real quick?
Well, we're going to stay in the Chicago area, and we actually got some good news. Some kind of fun news. First, there is, if people follow politics in that area, there's the very anti-gun Father Michael Flager, who's actually gotten some national attention. He's a grandstanding anti-gun activist who loves to march on local gun stores and claim that they are fueling the nightly murders in Chicago, and that if only those gun dealers would stop selling their guns, that Chicago would be a very peaceful place. Well, one of his bodyguards was seen by police outside St. Sabina's Church, where Father Flager presides, holding a gun. And local police investigated and found out that not only is the father's bodyguard not licensed to be a security guard, he doesn't have a carry permit, and he doesn't have an Illinois firearm owner's ID card. So he couldn't possess a gun, he couldn't carry a gun, and he couldn't provide security services as he had been doing. So the famously anti-gun Father Flager has been pontificating and inveighing against guns from behind an armed security guard, as so many anti-gunners seem to do, and his security guard has been doing so illegally.
Is that guy still walking around?
Yeah, he's out on bail. He was charged with illegal possession of a firearm and one other charge, which I can't remember exactly. But it's a catch and release system in Chicago, which is half of their problem. They tend not to prosecute people terribly well, and even violent offenders get out with a slap on the wrist. So I doubt he'll do any jail time. But it was it's always nice to embarrass somebody like Father Flager, who loves nothing more than grandstanding for the cameras and showing everyone how virtuous he is by marching against law-abiding citizens'
right.
Amendment rights.
Now, what would have happened to a regular Chicago citizen if they had been caught without an FOID card? Would you just have to have that just to be able to buy a gun, right?
you have to have that just to be able to touch a gun. I used to live in St. Louis, and I would occasionally go across the river to gun shows and check things out. And if you don't have either an out-of-state driver's license or a firearms owner ID card, they will not let you even pick up a firearm.
So if I was there and they caught me without a gun, with a gun, but without an FOID and without carrying a gun, I guess he was carrying it concealed or he had his holster concealed or however they caught him carrying the gun, what happens to me?
Well, you'd be arrested, I'm sure, as he was. He apparently paid $150 bond to get out of jail. I have to say that they arrested him, and they probably treated him very much the same way they would treat you or treat me. We'll be watching to see if he's actually convicted, if he's sentenced to probation, to a short amount of jail time. We shall see. But just a little bit of schadenfreude to see see good Father Flager's arms
flailing.
Exactly.
I read that the Archdiocese said that he did not have armed security, that none of them have armed security. And yet, that guy was there for some reason, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's clearly not true because, again, our John Bach, who frequents these things, attended one of Father Flager's media events outside a gun store in Illinois a couple of years ago, and filmed Father, who was marching with Jesse Jackson, and one of the security men with him at the time was this very same man, and he has photographs, and I think the videos on our website, where you can see this man walking, and he's printing, and you can tell he's carrying a firearm. So to the extent that the Archdiocese claims that Father Flager doesn't have armed security, that is not true.
So just out of curiosity, like with at the NRA meetup, right, Alyssa Milano had armed security with her. Now
I was there. Yep.
Yep. So with Alyssa Milano, she's from California, right? I would presume that, now, where would somebody like her go to find armed security? And listen, I know a few armed security types, and they never, ever get aggressive with anybody unless somebody's making a move on their client, right?
Yeah, they're generally very, very low key and very restrained.
So her security was very aggressive, and apparently they didn't understand the limits of their authority.
Yes, I don't know if she brought her security with her from California or if she hired locals from Dallas when she got on the ground. I have a feeling it was probably the latter. But, they got a little aggressive with an NRA supporter who asked her a question and caused her some embarrassment.
So with these types, is there like a – do you just like show up in a state somewhere, in a city somewhere, and go – hey, I'm looking for some armed hoods. Who's available?
Well, I've never hired armed security before, but I'm
right.
Sure there are plenty of detective agencies and other security firms in every city that you can hire and do this kind of thing. I've seen Shannon Watts speak before in the past. I saw her at the Nashville NRA convention. I've seen her in one other location that escapes me at the moment, and she always had obviously armed security people with her. These are people with the untucked shirts, the dark glasses, the earpieces in, and if you know what you're looking for, you can tell that they are armed. So yes, these people do have armed security with them just about every time they're in public.
Sure. Just makes me wonder. I mean, I've never looked into that myself. Most of the time, if I'm hanging out with a group of people, we don't need armed security. We have about five of us there that are armed, so
we are our own armed security.
Yeah. So we have the awareness and everything else. But I just find that interesting that these anti-gunner types don't. In the case of this guy with Father Flager, you know that the good father had to know this guy had not gone through the channels to get what you have to do to get a gun in Chi-Town. You know he didn't.
I suppose. I know his firearm owner's ID card had expired apparently in December. He used to have a security license, but it wasn't renewed because he was behind on his child support payments. So maybe the good father had checked on those things when he first hired him and wasn't aware that he had let these things lapse. Maybe we can give him the benefit of the doubt on that, but you would think that that's something that you'd want to keep up on.
Yeah,
especially for those little embarrassments, huh?
Yeah, because this has to have caused him some embarrassment when this all happened.
I had something I was going to ask you about. Did you see, I don't know if you guys even wrote on this, but did you write, I'm very upset about this Virginia senator wannabe that consulted with Kyle Kashuv about school shooting.
We did not write about that. In fact, I hadn't heard about that until you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, that one's just that's just getting under my skin because now we got adults being really silly now. We're being really silly. Yeah, well, I mean, so truth about guns. We need to get some of, I called John Bach one time and invited him on the show, and he didn't want to come on the show. But this is before he was writing for you. So I don't know if he would change his mind or not.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He was on Fox and Friends the other morning talking about the suit against Deerfield, and he did another media hit at some point, too, so I'm sure we can get him on if you'd like to.
Yeah, and I've got Jen's number. I just need to catch her when she's still, I guess. I don't know.
She's
anyway,
busy bee.
Yes, she is. Truthaboutguns.com, 10 to 15 articles a day. And the timely stuff about this I never even got. I'll mention that in the next segment, Dan. I will explain why timeliness is goodness. Truthaboutguns.com, Dan Timmerman, thank you very much for joining me this evening. We'll be right back. Hour 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.